friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
We have to be better, and that's the we in this thing. So obviously expect Dylan to play well, but we have to be good around him.
Kevin Stefanski, will Dylan Gabriel provide a spark? By God, we sure hope so, because that offense can't score just like the Guardians. But it's going to change. Both things are changing. Guardians will score runs, and the Browns will score points. Could bring up a whole segment, why are they called a run, but we'll get into that. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over here is Dan Menigan.
Sports Talk on 92.3 The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You cannot count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Dylan Gabriel will start against the Minnesota Vikings. I'm anxious to see it. I didn't want to see Joe Flacco starting at quarterback for this team at the beginning of the year, and I don't want to see him starting the rest of the year. So I hope that Dylan Gabriel can go out and do a good job. That's nothing against Joe. Joe did a fine job here a year and a half ago, whatever it was, and I just didn't think he was anybody's answer to what could help this team in any which way, except maybe just being a consultant, and that's not what he wants to be. He doesn't want to be a quarterback coach in the quarterback room with the other guys. He wants to play, but it didn't make any sense to me. And now they've made the move after four games. So Kevin Stefanski obviously must think Dylan Gabriel is ready to go. He was asked about that, and here's how he responded.
From the second he's been here, he's been working very hard, very intelligent young man. He's done a nice job throughout practice. This whole season, he's been learning how to get yourself ready and understand the rhythm of an NFL week and what that looks like as a backup, and now feel like he's ready to go in as a starter.
This is why I have no issue whatsoever with the way that this season has played out when it's come to the quarterback position. Is exactly what Kevin Stefanski said there. It is a different animal when football is a part of your day versus football being your job. And as much as we all want to sit here and crack jokes about modern college football and the fact that these guys are now getting name, image, and likeness and are getting paid from the universities and all of that kind of stuff, and we want to say that it's different, it's not. They're still having to attend some level of school. There are still restrictions of the amount of practice time and the amount of prep time and all of that kind of stuff that are involved. The NFL is a different animal. You are no longer going against people who are going to be accountants and lawyers and doctors and architects and everything else that takes place in college and art history majors and whatever else. You are going up against people who football is their job. Football is their life. Football is what they do. And their primary goal is football. It's a different animal. It's why all of these guys should have sat. And that's why I am perfectly fine with them starting Joe Flacco. And I would have been perfectly fine if they would have said, hey, we're rolling Joe Flacco back out. And that's why I'm perfectly fine with Dylan Gabriel starting this game on top of it, because at least he's had some exposure to that level of commitment to his sport.
One thing that Kevin made sure that he kind of pointed out was that he decided to make the move. He decided this. Now, that is something that you can debate. We will debate it after Kevin says why he decided to make the move.
Yeah, just my decision, where I felt this decision was best for the football team.
No insight there.
No, he's not going to give you any. This is Kevin Stefanski. He could get hired by Area 51 and do pressers tomorrow, and it'd be the same amount of information.
That's a really great point. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing of it is, I don't think he needs to say that he made the move. If it's not groupthink, I think it should be, if you want to know the truth. I really do. I mean, you have an entire organization. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't just come down to the one guy. I know he's the head coach, but it shouldn't come down to the one guy. You know, we hear all the time, well, baseball managers don't make out their lineups, blah, 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 blah. It's the analytics and everything else and blah, 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 blah. As much money as they spend on players and everything in the NFL, they should have more than one opinion. So I'm sure Kevin had consultations.
I'm sure there was a crowdsourcing.
Which is good.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm just now curious to see it on the football field. And what can they do, folks, to maximize Dylan Gabriel here? And maximize his opportunity to succeed. You have one very, I have the same word in mind, Dano. Go ahead. How do they do it?
Oh, I was going to run back to you saying this offense was stuck in the mud. And I wonder if Kevin Stefanski looked over after the Lions game and said, I'm about to lose my defense if I don't do something. Because we've all seen it before where you get these defenses that start rolling and the other side of the ball falls apart and then the defense just kind of goes, what's the point?
We've had enough.
What's the point? I can three quarters this and we could be a league average defense and that's fine because it doesn't matter. But no, the solution of what you're talking about and the direction this needs to go and how you help him win, it's simple. It's what Alex Boone has told us. It's what Doug Deacon told us for years and years and years. It's what John Greco has told us more times than it can count. It's what Joe Thomas has called us.
You've mentioned
how do you help a rookie quarterback? Run the ball.
There it is.
Run the ball.
Run.
Yep. How do you help your offensive line? You run the ball. How do you hide some of your offensive line's problems? You run the ball. It's that easy. I hope Kevin Stefanski looks himself in the mirror and says that to himself of like, I got to get back to running the ball. I need to hammer home running the ball. Because even with a 10-point deficit in that game, that doesn't mean you sit back and throw it three times. It means you could still run your offense of running the ball, setting a play action, and going from there.
The issue here is this, too. I would think you're going to see differences when it comes to passing totals and rushing totals. But even if you don't, Dan, you can position your offense in a way that gives the impression, gives the other defense the thought that, boy, this is run first. I rarely got that when Flacco was on the field. And even when Judkins came back, I was kind of getting the feel that it's pass first. You can still have Dylan Gabriel throw 30 to 35 passes in a football game if the defense is concerned that you are going to run the football down their throats and you do it often enough that that's what they have to try and defend first, taking some of the attention away from the quarterback and a weak set of wide receivers, especially with Cedric Tillman not out there, and make them think you are going to run the football.
And a cavalcade of rookies.
And hopefully you do run the football. But
how do you slow the game down? Run the ball. It's everybody will tell you it is a solution to everything. It's what the Browns need to do. If you're going to rely on your defense, what's the second part of relying on your defense? Having an offense that can stay on the field long enough to give your defense a rest. How do you make sure you have that? Run the ball. It all comes back to that simple idea, and I hope that's what they do. I hope Kevin Stefanski goes, all right, we need to start getting a few more runs in here. We need to, and more than anything, and this is where I'm going to really sound like old man Manigan here, get him under center. It's so much easier to sell run fakes if you're under center. It's so much easier on your running back to run the ball if you're under center. Get back under center. You're seeing it around the league. More and more teams are starting to kind of even move away from the shotgun. You're seeing Matthew Stafford and the Rams get back under center.
Yeah.
Get back under center.
And Matthew lit it up last week.
Mm-hmm.
Had a really good game. I wonder what they do at wide receiver here. And keep in mind, Jerry Jeudy is their top wide receiver. I'm not going to give numbers to these guys, but Jerry's had some real issues so far. Cedric Tillman is a guy I like. But he's a young guy, and he's had some injury issues, and now he's out. He's on the IR, so he's out four games. Is Isaiah Bond ready to step up?
Better now than never.
Daryl Ryder didn't think so. I'm anxious to see. Daryl knows more about what's going on out there than we do because we're sitting here. Daryl doesn't think so. I wonder, do you try and force feed him? Is Jamari Thrash out there for more. I mean, this is where you are, Dan.
Wouldn't you try to force feed Jerry Jeudy to begin with? Seeing as though
I would try to, except for one thing. The last thing I think that Dylan Gabriel.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Gabriel needs to try to do... is force feed anybody.
I was going
to
say, is it the fact that to complete a pass, one must throw the ball and then one must catch the ball?
Yeah.
Catch the ball has become a little tough.
I think the team needs to run the offense that they want to run and not do anything to force anything out there other than, hey, here comes our offense. This is what we're going to do and this is how we're going to do it. And then run the balance type of offense that I think they're hoping to have and put Dylan Gabriel in positions to succeed. And by trying to force feed the ball to your top receiver, I don't think you're doing that. Now, that said, I would hope that Jerry Jeudy gets open, and I would hope that Dylan Gabriel makes those throws. So, that's the way that's supposed to work.
So if you're the Browns, then, do you, in this game, is this, for lack of better terminology, is this the kitchen sink game? Like, if you're Kevin Stefanski, are you going, all right, let's get Isaiah Bond on some end of rounds and start using some of that speed? Let's bring in maybe a couple more of the tight end screens, wide receiver screens. Is this the full blown, like, let's do everything we can to get the ball in the hands of the position players in various ways that either involves simple throws for the quarterback or no throw from the quarterback? Are you going kitchen sink?
No.
Okay.
What I am doing is I am going to play to what I think is the strength of my football team. And that is I'm going to turn around and hand the ball off. And I'm going to have my running back, more than likely Quinshon Judkins, running behind the trio of Joel Bitonio, Ethan Posick, and Wyatt Teller. And I'm going to tell those guys who have all been really good in the NFL, go. Run block. Make some holes. Let them go.
Yeah.
And if I get 2 yards on first down, I'm going to run it again on second down. And when I'm on third and five, I'm going to run it again. And then if I get 3 yards and I'm fourth and two and I'm near midfield, I'm going to run it again. I'm going to run the football. And then the minute that the Vikings are like, oh, man, they're running the football. Oh, play action. Look, there's a pass to Harold Fannin over the middle. I think this team has to establish an identity. It doesn't have one on offense. The identity on offense is it's not good. That's the identity, good.
So you're coming in saying I'm treating this like it's the Kansas City Chiefs with Priest Holmes and Jamal Charles. Well, we're just going to bust it and run it and run it again and run it again. And then maybe we'll allow a quarterback to debate throwing it.
Yes.
But then we're going to run it again.
You know what would be a great game? And I'm not ruling out the chance that the Browns could go to London and win this football game.
Me neither.
You know, the Vikings have not been terrific so far this year.
Carson Wentz is not a good quarterback.
If Dylan Gabriel can throw 25 or fewer passes.
Well, think
about it, though. And I'm not saying hold him to that or limit him to that. What I'm saying is if you're running the ball well enough that you don't have to throw more than 20, 25 passes, that's a recipe for a win.
Somewhere TJ Yates is smiling as he's turning around and handing it to Arian Foster again.
216-474-0092, the number to join us. Brown's making the big move. We'll see how it pays off. I'd love your thoughts on it. Right time, right move, right guy. It's Baskin and Phelps with Menigan in for Andy.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.